That's it. Now turn on that switch over there. And I know the second button. There we go. Turn on those. No, the on buttons over there.
There we go. All right, we're on the air at WNEW-FM. If you've just joined us, this is Dennis Elsis. No, Pete Fornatale is here today, only we've moved Pete Fornatale to the... he's not the host of the show today. I am now the host of the program. He is my special guest because Pete Fornatale will be celebrating Wednesday, and this is the weekend to do it, his 20th anniversary on the air here at WNEW-FM. And we have known each other... longer than that.
That's right.
In fact, I was on the radio at Queens College campus radio, and Pete was on the radio at Fordham University, and it was the radio that brought us together and made us friends. And I know so many of you out there have followed Pete all through the years, and even if you're relatively new listeners, appreciate all that he has done. So, Pete, what is going to happen over the next 90 minutes or so is that you're going to be taking a listen to a lot of folks who have a lot of fond memories and thanks for your 20 years here. Is that comfortable for you, sir?
We'll see.
I've got to believe that back there on July 26th, 1969,
right,
which was your first program at WNEW-FM, that certainly... this gentleman had a lot to do with you going on the air on that hot summer night.
Hi, buddy. Happy anniversary. For many, many years and pleasure. You know.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're getting a little tricky here. Let's try the other machine.
Hello. This is Roscoe. And say, Pete. I'm here to inform you that your 20 years of excellence in broadcasting at WNEW-FM surprised no one. It was expected. And I want to thank you for justifying our faith in you. Now, what do you do for an encore? Well, I suggest 20 more. That's it. Gotta go.
How did that happen? How did Roscoe wind up helping you get to WNEW-FM?
Very instrumental person. You know, when he came on the scene, there was nothing like it. Those were the days of WOR-FM, the first real progressive rock station in New York City. It doesn't exist any longer, as we well know. And that was a staff that included the professor, of course, and the late Murray the K. All big influences if you grew up in this part of the country. But, you know, Roscoe was the wild card. I mean, he was he was unbelievable. And so we began a relationship. I invited him on a couple of occasions up to the show that I was doing at Fordham. And he was such a nice man, and we kept in touch over the years. And you may remember that he did one of the most dramatic things that ever happened in New York radio, which was that when WOR-FM abandoned progressive rock and went to a top 40 format, he resigned on the air, which was a pretty brazen thing to do. And I invited him up to my show at WFUV. And unbeknownst to both of us, that program was being listened to by the people at WNEW-FM, who were considering picking up that fallen standard of progressive rock radio in New York City, and of course did so for the last 22 years now.
I think you've said in some articles that you were the first fellow on the air at WNEW-FM, guy or gal, on the air who actually came from the ranks of the listeners.
That's right. That was the difference, because if you think about it, you know, Scott and Jonathan and Allison had all enjoyed careers in broadcasting up to that point. Then along came this new thing, whatever it was. We're still trying to figure that out. And it was a first. Yeah, I think so.
There's a legend, and I want to know if it's true. Was one of the first commercials that you ever read on the air, this one?
Woodstock Music and Art Fair, the three-day Aquarian Exposition at White Lake in the town of Bethel, Sullivan County, New York.
Friday, August 15th, you'll hear and see Joan Baez, Olive Guthrie, Tim Hardin, Richie Havens, the Incredible String Band, Ravi Shankar, Sweetwater. Then on Saturday, August 16th, it's Canned Heat, Creedence Clearwater, Grateful Dead, Keith Hartley, Janis Joplin, the Jefferson Airplane, Mountain, Santana, and The Who, the hottest group on the scene right now. Sunday, August 17th, the band, Jeff Beck, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Iron Butterfly, Joe Cocker, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Jimi Hendrix, The Moody Blues, Johnny Winter, and that's not all. Tickets are available by mail or at your local ticket agency for any one day at $7, 2 days at $14, and for all 3 days, just $18. Remember, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair is being held at White Lake in the town of Bethel, Sullivan County, New York. They've had their hassles, but it looks like everything's going to be okay.
First live spot. Absolutely.
Was that your first live commercial on WNEW-FM was for the then-coming Woodstock Music and Arts Fair?
Ironic, but true. But true. I was set up by a beautiful pre-recorded intro by Roscoe. Then came the news. Then came an opening set that included the Stones and Traffic. And the first live spot on the log was for this thing, which, you know, we really didn't quite know what it was going to be at that point, but it was for Woodstock.
And one of the gentlemen that was there?
Wow. Hi, buddy. Happy anniversary for many, many years and pleasure. You know who this is? Here's a big surprise. It's been 20 years since Woodstock. It's 20 years for your anniversary. How's that grab you? It's Richie Havens. Have a happy, 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 happy anniversary.
Guitar of Mike, please. Guitar Mike.